May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. But this Passover meal was even more special for Jesus and his friends, because they knew it was their last meal together before Jesus died. Then Jesus did some things and said some things that they would never forget. He took a loaf of bread, he gave thanks to God for it, then he broke it and gave it to them. He said, "This is my body, do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup and gave it to them and said that God had made a new relationship with them in his blood, and he told them to drink it. He wanted this special meal to remind them of his death, that he had died for them. And he told them, do this, eat this bread, drink this cup to remember him. Every time they ate this bread and drank this cup, they would remember his death until he came again. And we still do this every Sunday. We follow what Jesus said to his disciples. Jesus said, do this, and we do this. We eat this bread and we drink this wine because he told us to. And we remember that Jesus died for us. But we don't just remember that Jesus died for us, we also remember that he rose again. We say in the service, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So that's a special supper. Our other reading today is about another special meal that we eat at a different time of day. The meal we eat in the morning. What's that? What's the meal we eat in the morning? Breakfast. We eat breakfast in the morning. We eat supper at the end of the day, and we eat breakfast at the beginning of a new day. And we've heard the story about the special breakfast on the beach. I wonder if any of you have ever had a fire on a beach with food on it. You ever had that? Special meal with a fire on a beach? No. Anyone else? What about the adults? Oh, I have. Many times when I was young, we had special fire on the beach with a breakfast on it. And it's can be a really delicious meal. And that's what Jesus and his disciples did. It was after Jesus had risen from the dead and his friends had gone fishing. They were fishermen, after all, so they were doing their job going fishing. But they had a really bad night because they fished all night and they didn't catch a single fish. But then a man from the shore, they see, tells them to put their nets back into the sea, and they caught so many fish, lots and lots and lots of fish, that the net even broke. And the man, of course, they recognized was Jesus. He called them ashore and invited them to have breakfast with him. Just imagine a fire on the beach with fresh bread and fresh fish. It sounds really, truly delicious to me. It also reminds me of something. Have we heard about bread and fish this morning? We heard about bread and fish this morning? Yes? Because we just had a story about bread and fish, haven't we? When Jesus fed the 5,000 with the bread and the fish. This time it's just a close number of people, just his closest friends. So just as they had a special supper just before Jesus died, now they celebrate he's alive with a special breakfast. Supper is a meal we have before the night comes. Breakfast is a meal we eat in the morning, at the beginning of a new day. And every morning, as Christians, we are encouraged to remember that Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus' resurrection is the beginning of a truly new day, the beginning of the new creation. Now, I'm sure that that bread and fish at that special breakfast was delicious, but it was even more important that Jesus was alive, sharing a meal with them once more. And just as Jesus had reminded them of his death at the Last Supper, now he is alive and he shares his risen life with them. Jesus feeds us with his death. Through his death, he also feeds us with his risen life. And the nourishment we have in Jesus is not to keep for ourselves. It's to be shared Can you remember that when we had the feeding of the 5,000, afterwards we had a basket of little pieces of bread and little fishly biscuits, and we shared it all around, yeah? Yesterday. Now, in our story this morning, Jesus says to Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Like Jesus, Peter is to be a good shepherd to care for the people. Peter is to share the good things he's received from Jesus with others. Now, Peter hadn't really done very well. He'd failed Jesus by denying Jesus 3 times. He didn't even know Jesus. But Jesus forgave him and called him to be a leader in the church. We may not all be leaders in the church, but we are all forgiven sinners who are called to share what we've received from Jesus with others, so that more and more people will be fed through his death and his life. Now, we thought of one other meal, or at least one more meal, but one other meal in our activity day when we had an activity. Do you remember we had the banquet activity? Okay, and you had to run around the room and find all the different things we needed for a banquet and come and make up a really fantastic table. So we had a beautiful tablecloth, decorations, napkins, cups and plates, flowers, candles. We made it all look very beautiful, and then we shared the food together. And we thought about the heavenly banquet, that in heaven there will be yet another special meal. Jesus will invite people of all nations and languages to feast together with him and to celebrate God's love. God feeds us. He feeds us day by day by day by day. God is the creator, and he gives us all these special things, all the special things that we enjoy, the good things, including all the food that we eat. He also feeds us through our family and friends and the love that we have together. He feeds us through his word, and he feeds us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And we celebrate every time that we have communion, the death and resurrection of Jesus, and that also feeds us. And he calls us to share what we have received with others and to look forward to the heavenly banquet at the end of time. Amen.